Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. This unseasonably warm weather we've been having looks to persist well into the extended forecast, with a large ridge of high pressure sitting comfortably over much of the Intermountain West. For tonight, some patchy low-level clouds will keep temperatures a touch warmer across far northern Utah, with overnight lows in the mid-30s in places like Logan, mid-40s down the Wasatch Front and down in St. George, and low-30s for Cedar City. From tomorrow until the end of the work week, there's really not much brewing across the state. Temperatures should dip down a few degrees from where they were today, but overall unseasonably warm temperatures should persist. We'll get some minor fluctuations in the maximums and minimums, largely driven by terrain-induced cloud cover. Daytime highs should be right around 50 for most of northern Utah through that time, and a touch over 60 for St. George. The weekend should be quite similar, but by Saturday and Sunday, that large ridge of high pressure should finally begin moving eastward. That'll open the door towards a little wiggle in the upper level flow that could bring some light valley rain and mountain snow to northern Utah by the start of next week. Anywhere past that, model agreement begins to quickly break down, but I'm hopeful for a bit more active weather as we approach the holidays. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.